Good evening, everyone. Welcome to this Kingborough Council meeting on Monday the 26th of October 2020. It's 5:30pm and so I officially declare the meeting open. My name is Dean Winter, I'm the Mayor of Kingborough, and we're delighted to welcome not only councillors and staff in the chamber but members of our community online through Facebook. I'll start the meeting by asking the General Manager to confirm that the audio recording has commenced. Great, so we are recording as well. To let everyone know, we not only do we live stream these meetings on Facebook, we also record them and put them on our website. There was an example a few weeks ago where Facebook wasn't reliable as we'd like, and the video disappeared. But of course, if you want to listen to that meeting or any other, you can always go to kingborough.tas.gov.au to get a feel for what happened at the meeting. The next item on the agenda is the acknowledgement of traditional custodians, and I'd like to begin our meeting by paying our council's respect to the traditional and original custodians of this land, the Muwinina people. I acknowledge the contemporary Tasmanian Aboriginal community who have survived invasion and dispossession and continue to maintain and fight for their identity, culture and Indigenous rights. This evening, our councillors here with us is myself, Councillor Winter, Councillor Westwood, Councillor Bastone, Councillor Cordova, Councillor Fox, Councillor Grace, Councillor Street, Councillor Wass, Councillor Reet, and Councillor Midgley. It's just right. From our staff, we have our General Manager, Gary Arnold. Our Deputy General Manager is Tony Ferrier. Our Chief Financial Officer is John Breen. Our Executive Manager of Engineering Services is David Reeve. Our Executive Manager of Governance and Community Services, Daniel Smee. Our Manager of Development Services, Tasha Tyler Moore. Our Urban Designer, Paul Donnelly. Our Property Officer, Sean Kerr. And our Customer Services Coordinator, Kelly Nichols. Apologies, we have none this evening. All councillors are here. Next item is on page one, it's confirmation of minutes. And there's a recommended motion that the minutes of the open session of council meeting number 19 held on the 12th of October 2020 be confirmed as a true record. Would anyone like to move and second that? Moved by Councillor Fox, seconded by Councillor Bastone. All those in favour, please say aye. Those against, motion is carried unanimously. Next item is the workshops held since the last council meeting, and on the 19th of October we held a workshop on planning. Next item is declarations of interest. Does any councillor wish to declare an interest in tonight's agenda? And there are none, so we move on. Transfer of agenda items. Does anyone wish to transfer an agenda item? Councillor Cordova.
Thank you, Mayor. I would like to move a motion to defer debate on item 17.1, properties for disposal, until after the two petitions relating to this item are received and responded to.
General Manager, are you comfortable with that motion being put?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, not in the way it's put. We are discussing transfer of agenda items.
How should... So Councillor Cordova's intent is clear. What's your advice to him on how he should proceed?
Councillor Cordova should seek support for a seconder to transfer agenda 17.1. the agenda item, ahead of the petitions that have been received.
But I'm actually seeking to defer the item 17.1 until a later meeting, so not at this meeting, because the recommendation on the petitions is to provide a report to the petitioners based on the acknowledgement of their petition, and I would like to see that come to fruition before debating the item to which the petitions relate.
General Manager.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Councillor Cordova, I understand your intent, but we are discussing transfer of agenda items, and you would need to, in order for that to occur, you would need to get a seconder and put it to a vote to transfer the agenda item 17.1 ahead of the petitions that have been received.
Thanks. I'm happy to seek a seconder. Is it not true that I could just wait until after we deal with the petitions and then move this same procedural motion to defer 17.1? That's what I'm trying to
General Manager.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Councillor Cordova, the answer to that question is yes.
Okay, let's do that. So I'm not going to...
So the motion helps out for the... looking for a second. The motion, you want to move now?
No.
We're not moving. Okay. So, great. And it might be worth making it clear to the people watching why we're doing what we're doing here. Because I'm trying to put 17.1 off this agenda tonight.
Yes.
I don't want it on tonight's agenda.
Yep. And so you're going to move a deferral at a different point in the meeting. Yep. Okay, no problem. So in that case, there are no transfer of agenda items. The next item is questions without notice from the public. As members of the public are aware now, we're unable to welcome you into the chamber because we don't have the room or space to meet the COVID requirements. However, you are always welcome to put a question on notice to council and have it formally in the council agenda paper, and you can do that by writing an email to kc@kingborough.tas.gov.au, firmly putting that it is a question on notice for the agenda, and it will appear in the agenda as a question on notice. And it just so happens the next item is questions on notice from the public, and you can see examples where others have done just that. Question one is a mediation mechanism for dispute resolution with from the Kimberley Ratepayers Association with an officer's response. And question two is the audit panel chair's report to council, again from the Ratepayers Association with a response. Question three is on dog complaints from Mrs. Quinn Liu and an officer's response. And four is on sale of land from Ms. Sarah Anderson with a response there as well. So we now move to questions without notice from councillors. Does any councillor have a question without notice? Councillor Cordova and then Councillor Bastone. Councillor Cordova.
Thank you, Mayor. My question without notice is about Pokies engagement via SEIS, which stands for the Fifth Social and Economic Impact Study of Gambling in Tasmania. Every 3 years, the state government funds independent researchers to review the social and economic impact of gambling in Tasmania. The 2020 research is being done by the South Australian Centre for Economic Studies, Engine Group, Centre for Policy Studies, Victoria Uni, and the economist Sol Estlake. Individuals and local groups do not need to be an expert to contribute a submission to this research. Any thoughts, experiences, or perspectives that anyone has about gambling and pokies and how they affect Tasmania will be helpful to the researchers. And the researchers need these submissions in by the 2nd of November 2020. So my question is, in lieu of running our own community engagement on pokies reform, as per my motion on the 13th of July, does Kingborough Council plan to advertise on its social media pages the fact that submissions to the Fifth Social and Economic Impact Study of Gambling in Tasmania can be sent by email to saces@adelaide.edu.au?
Look, I'm not aware, so I'm going to pass on to the General Manager.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Councillor Cordova, until your question, I wasn't aware of the opportunity. In terms of posting on Council's website, if the opportunity is there for members of the community to make a submission on that matter, then it may be appropriate, but I'll have to take that question on notice.
Councillor Bastone.
Thank you, Mayor. During COVID, many staff, council staff, have not taken their annual leave. And leave is granted so workers may be revitalised, and working without a break for a long length of time could result in less than optimal performances. Could we have a list of all staff who have more than 4 weeks accumulated leave and the number of weeks accumulated by each person, please?
General Manager.
Through Mr. Mayor. Councillor Bastone, yes, we can provide that to all councillors.
Councillor Midgley and then Councillor Fox. Councillor Midgley, you're right.
Thank you, Mayor. I have quite a lot of questions from the appendix items. The first one relates to the your meetings, Mayor, on the 22nd of September with Hanks Petrusma, the Transform Kingston project. I understand if perhaps you can't go into detail about that at this stage, but it would be interesting to know.
Sure. We don't yet have a manager for the Transform Kingston project, although we're soon to have one. So what I've been trying to do is meet with landowners and people in the community and try and spruik the Transform Kingston project. Mr. Petrusma is the owner of some strategically important parcels of land in Kingston, so the discussion was predominantly about how the development in Kingston will proceed in future and the funding that we've got available to do that.
Great, thank you. 5th of October, meeting with Conyngham residents regarding updates about the progress of the shared path. I'm wondering if there's any further insight for councillors on that.
Yeah, followed it from an email that we received from the Conyngham and Lower Snug Community Association, and all councillors will have received that letter and been aware of the issues that they're raising. They are primarily concerned at the moment with the extension of the shared path between Margate and Snug further south to Conyngham, and that's a project that I think could be appealing as an election commitment at a state or federal election, and one that we could proceed with. But what we have maintained is that our priority is the extension north of the Margate to Snug shared path, north to Kingston, and that's primarily what our conversations with the state government in particular have been about. And obviously that benefits residents at Lower Snug and Conyngham as well. So we discussed it as being an important project and one that we would like to work with the community association with, so that we can try and secure some funding for the project.
Thank you. The next question is in regards to the community development section. There's a note, the volunteer program, it's so great to see and wonderful that the work that's been done in this area. It made reference to the Bruni, the growth of the volunteer program in Bruni. It's fantastic that we are doing this. Do we have the capacity and funds to do this? Is it an extra program? I'm wondering at all, just some background information on that to ensure our staff aren't being stretched.
Mr. Smee.
Through you, Mayor, we certainly do have the capacity to take it on. It's purely a coordination role that we play. Obviously the volunteers are the ones that do the bulk of the work, and the feedback thus far is that there are sufficient volunteers able to take on this additional element of the program, which is very much welcomed.
Fantastic. The next one is in regards to 3.19, urban design, met with Blackmans Bay, Mr Donnelly met with Blackmans Bay Community Association members in regards to a community garden. I'm interested to know what potential sites were discussed for this project, possible project or idea.
Sorry, who am I going to, Mr Smee? Mr Donnelly.
Thank you, Mayor. Through you, Mayor, I met with members of the Blackmans Bay Community Association at their request to discuss sites for a possible community garden. It was a very high-level meeting, detailed information in terms of specific sites was canvassed at a very high level. Sites at this, the most relevant site at this point in time is the Suncoast Drive Reserve. However, I qualify that comment by stating that the discussions are very preliminary, very high level, and the Blackmans Bay Community Association is yet to define the scope of their intended project, yet to confirm their interest in terms of possible stakeholders, and yet to provide or present a model to council. So we're yet to confirm how much area the community association might need for a community garden, and that's really dependent on the number of interested stakeholders they have for that project.
Thank you. I note in the report, community development report, that the community hub, the community development staff are managing the hub. I understand they are already a busy team with many projects, and I'm wondering about the ongoing capacity for staff to do this for a long term.
Mr. Smee.
Through you, Mayor, we, prior to our previous hub coordinator leaving, we did have staff within community services that had activation of the hub as part of their position description. And the proposal to take on the management of the hub actually came from the community services team themselves. They put a very compelling case to the general manager that they had both the capacity, the interest, and the skill set to be able to do that. And thus far, they've done a tremendous amount of work in terms of getting the hub back operational following the both the COVID shutdown and the concreting works shutdown.
Thank you, Mr. Smee. I'm sure they will do a wonderful job. We'll see great things. Question from the KWS report, page 185. It noted that KWS is considering doing presentations to primary schools on waste avoidance, reuse and recycling. If I could perhaps there was a speculation or a bit of an idea of what they will be doing, I'm wondering, will KWS be doing this or community services staff be doing this? Would it be possible to utilise some of the 400k dividend that was transferred to council, as stated in the report, to perhaps assist with payment of a one-day-a-week waste education officer?
Mr Ferrier.
Through you, Mayor. At this stage, the details haven't been worked out as to how that will be done. It's certainly in the work program for the current financial year. The manager of KWS is thinking that it would probably be best done by a similar, by a consultant in a similar way to the composting workshops, somebody who's a particular expert in that field. And but it wouldn't be an ongoing role. It would be just a program of talking to the schools on that specific matter, and we'd be contracting somebody else out to do that. That's the thoughts at this stage, though it hasn't been firmed up yet.
Thank you. Final question, just a general question. Do we have a street tree plant? Do we have street tree planting guidelines or a process re what trees are to be planted or trees to be removed?
Here we go. Sorry, Mr. Donnelly, was it? Yeah. Apologies. Just for those not aware, our Facebook live feed is not showing audio, so I'm busily trying to placate people that are not very happy with us and maybe not paying as much attention as I normally would. Mr. Donnelly.
Thank you, Mayor. Through you, Mayor. Thank you, Councillor Midgley, for your question. To the best of my knowledge, Council does not have a street tree master plan or street tree strategy in place at the moment. Street tree planning would be considered a core business for the urban design unit, so I would be happy to be involved in any future work coordinating a master plan for street tree planning in Kingborough. That might include further analysis of our street tree canopy cover and our tree canopy cover more generally in relation to the urban settlement areas, particularly those that are contiguous, for example, Kingston and Blackmans Bay. However, the short answer to your question is no, there is no street tree master plan in place currently.
Thank you.
Councillor Fox.
Thank you, Mayor. I just have one question. The information section at the back, page 185, the KWS report, it states there that a curbside waste and recycling bin audit will be taken and a summary report be put on our website, but I was wondering whether it would be possible for a report to come to councillors.
Mr. Ferrier or Mr. Reid.
Through the chair, at this stage, the results are in. They're being summarised at the moment for the waste audit. It's quite possible it could come. It could come to councillors' report, but it could just as easily be circulated to councillors and go on the website. The idea was that it would be provided to the general public for their look. We weren't necessarily thinking that it would warrant a particular council report. There's no decisions to be made as such. It's just an information report as what was found in the bins. That would certainly be broadly circulated across the community. But there's no problems in it coming as a report to council if that's what's required or wished to be.
It's just that I'm vitally interested in that subject and I would like to have the opportunity for discussion around the table. Thank you.
Through the Mayor, that's fine. We can do that.
We're actually getting a lot of feedback about the lack of audio here. Not so happy. Ms Nichols, would it help? Is she even there? Would it help to maybe take a break and try and get this resolved before we start again? Because I think we're going to deal... I think that's probably because there's no audio. Yeah. We'll just take a quick 10-minute break, if that's okay. Yeah, just in